This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 60 for Tuesday, September 13th. Ice canola futures are still on the rise on Tuesday, but gains have come away from earlier highs that were fueled by yesterday's bullish supply and demand report from the United States Department of Agriculture. At the final settlement, the November canola contract adds $1.70 at $801.40 per ton, and the January contract is up $2.10 at $809.40 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil are spilling over into canola, but there are losses in soybeans and soy meal. Additional support is coming from increases in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. But declines in global crude oil prices are weighing on vegetable oils. Pressure is also coming from the advancing prairie harvest. However, that's being countered by positioning ahead of tomorrow's Stat Canada production report. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 76.13 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 77.04. The USDA Crop Progress Report estimates soybeans at 56% good to excellent for a dip of 1 point from last week. Corn also slips 1 point to 53% good to excellent. The corn harvest registers for the first time this year at 5% complete. The U.S. spring wheat harvest advances 14 points at 85% finished, while the planting of winter wheat is 10% in the ground. A railway strike in the U.S. is becoming more unlikely, as now 10 of the 12 unions have reached tentative deals with a half dozen railroad companies. However, the two remaining unions account for more than 90,000 workers. France says its corn crop should be around 11.3 million tons for the smallest harvest in 32 years. Reports put corn planting in Brazil at 17% finished. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The November contract pulls back 9.5 cents at $14.79 per bushel. October soy oil is up nearly 0.6 cents at 68.93 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal loses $10.90 at $4.28.90 per short ton. Corn futures are lower as well on Tuesday, as the December contract gives up 3 cents at $6.93 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with its December contract down 8 cents at $4.02. The U.S. wheat complex is higher, as Chicago December bumps up 2 cents at $8.60.50. Kansas City December rises 7 cents at $9.34. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up 3 cents at $9.29. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 13th at Markets Farm in Winnipeg. I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.